Now this is the time to hear from the Lord. And we would like to call upon Mama Judith to come forward to bless us as we prepare our hearts to receive the blessing today.
Hallelujah! Glory to God. Before we get into the word, I want us to sing this song. It's in French, but it's very simple. It says, if you believe like I believe, and all together we pray, then we'll see the Spirit descend, and the Congo will be saved. How many believe that Congo will be saved? Hallelujah. It was like this. The choir will help me. Si vous croyez que je le crois et qu'ensemble Spirit tell me to tell you that because of you and you and you who are here, who have stood the ground, who have demonstrated the spirit of stewardship for your nation, Congo shall be saved. Hallelujah. This nation shall be saved. Because of the few of you who are standing the ground and calling on the Lord, you could not run away because you have nowhere to run to. Because this is your home and you are standing in the gap. Because of you, this nation shall be saved. This country will be saved. Goma will be saved. Ituri will be saved. Kivu will be saved. Because of your fervent prayers. So do not be tired. Do not be tired in praying. And I want to thank God so much for the pastoral team. and for the entire church leadership for keeping the doors of this church open. I remember when I arrived back, I was longing to be in church. And that Sunday, when everything was so quiet and uncertain, I left my house and got out of my compound and I said, I'm going to church. And I found the doors of the church open. And I thank God so much, because this is where we find hope. Hallelujah. And with that in mind, let us turn to the sermon of today. The theme of this month is living in God's covenant. I will not dwell so much on that. It is a promise between two people. In making a covenant, there is always promises and curses. But today, the topic of today is entitled, Being a Faithful Steward for the Kingdom. Being a faithful steward for the kingdom. Like we sang and said, you are stewards of this nation. And that's why you are here today. You are the remnant. As much as many people may have run away, but you have stood the ground. You have demonstrated faithful stewardship for your country. And may God bless you. So we are going to read from the book of John. If you don't mind, you may stand as we read the word of God. Mary anoints Jesus at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had just raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary, therefore, took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. Shall we be seated? Now let's talk about a steward. A steward is not an owner. A steward is someone who is entrusted to take care of resources. It's like a caretaker. He takes care of resources, possessions, or even tasks of somebody else. He assumes office when the owner of the office is away or has traveled. In my place of work, we call them officer in charge. So we are officers in charge of everything that is in our possession. We do not own anything. And let me surprise you, you do not even own yourself. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20 says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. So glorify God in your body. It means, therefore, as a caretaker, as a steward, your body does not even belong to you. I normally say, one time you will appear before the Lord. I don't know what you do with your body. But one time when you appear, he will ask you, what did you do with John that I gave you? What did you do with the Judith that I gave you? What did you do with the Musavuli that I gave you? What did you do with the Mohindo that I gave you? He will ask you. When he sees the body that he gave you is not exactly what he gave you, that you have not nourished it, that you have not taken care of it, he will ask you, what did you do with what I gave you? So even you yourself, your body, it is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And in Psalm 24 we read, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? So everything that is in the world, even if it has your name on it, the title deeds, the logbooks of the cars, the certificates you have earned while studying, they have your name on it, they belong to the Lord. They do not belong to you. You are just a steward. And you will be glad to note that in the story that we have just read, where Mary was pouring oil, expensive oil, on the feet of Jesus and wiping them with her own hair, there are two spirits demonstrated there. We have the spirit of extravagant love and compassion. We have the spirit of extravagant sacrifice because the perfume was very, very expensive. And where there's an extravagant spirit of love and compassion and giving, there is also the spirit of greed and selfishness and self-centeredness and lack of faith. And this spirit is demonstrated in Judas Iscariot. So, wherever there is the spirit of extravagant love, giving, and sacrifice, the spirit of greed always will find a way of rising up. You can imagine sometimes you can make a party, you will invite people, and you have planned everybody will drink one or two drinks. But don't be surprised if some people see the drinks and they start putting them in their bags, even before everybody else is served. You have given that out of your own love and generosity, but somewhere inside the crowd of friends that you have invited, there is a spirit of greed thinking of how they can take advantage of the situation for their own selfish interest. Now, the spirit of stewardship that was demonstrated by Mary does not just come overnight. It is something that you cultivate throughout your life. It's something that you demonstrate throughout your life. It grows as you grow in knowledge and in the word of God. As you grow in love for the Lord, then also the spirit of stewardship also grows in you. There are certain qualities that were demonstrated by Mary and which you can use to see demonstrated in people who have true and faithful stewardship in them. One of those qualities is that Mary demonstrated compassion. You need to have compassion for others and for the things of God, ensuring equality, ensuring that everyone is taken care of in as much as your ability allows you. The book of James from chapter 2, verse 14 says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace and be filled, without giving them the things needed for the body. What good is that? The spirit of stewardship, quality also, that Mary demonstrated is generosity in sharing. Mary was so generous in pouring out a very expensive perfume without reserving anything. And you may need to know that as she poured that, there was opposition. And I remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were told to pledge to the activities of the church. And I remember the time when I had traveled and the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart to give funds, money, to two people. One of them is a pastor in a very different country, and another one is a colleague. And when I came back from my trip, I kept checking my bank account. I saw the money is there. So what I did, I sent to this pastor in a different country because I felt that was, there was a justification in that because they had explained to me how they need to move their church. But this other person, who is a colleague, I kept asking myself, how can I give this person this money? The person is even senior to me. And of course, he earns more than money than me. But the Spirit kept pushing me to give this amount of money to this person. I kept checking my account and seeing that money is there. So I had no excuse not to honor this Spirit. So finally, I went with drew the money, put it in an envelope, and walked to the office of this person. And without prior knowledge, he just, because I had not mentioned to him, he just told me, have you brought me money? And I said, how did you know I was bringing you money? So I gave him the money. And I told him, I do not understand why I am bringing you this money. But the Spirit has really been hard on me to give you this money. I don't know why. It's not that I need it. I need it, but I'm being pushed to give you this money. I don't understand. So the man also sat down and started thinking. Then he remembered, went through the messages in his phone and remembered he had pledged that amount of money to a certain church. And so God had used me to answer that pledge for him to fulfill the pledge that he had made to that church. And so today, as we think of the envelopes that we received 2 weeks ago, or if you have not yet received, the envelopes are still available. As you think of the pledge that you are going to give, do not worry where the money is going to come from. When this man was pledging to his church, I was not there. But the Holy Spirit stirred up my heart to give him the money. And thank God, the man remembered and he did not apportion the money to his own use. Because sometimes you will make a pledge and then when you are blessed, you completely forget about that pledge you make. And you say, oh, money has come. You start using it on other things apart from what you had pledged for. Or you may not have pledged and all of a sudden you receive money that you had not planned for. And you don't remember the church had asked us to pledge. And I couldn't pledge that time because I was not sure. Now here is the money. Remember the Lord. As a faithful Christian steward is always generous and willing to share, especially for the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Mary also demonstrated contentment. A faithful Christian steward must demonstrate contentment. You must be content with what the Lord has given you. You must acknowledge that your strength comes only but from God. And your possessions, the possessions you have, including your very name, they all belong to God. And all these things you see, they shall all come to pass. But if you lay your treasures in the right place, you will smile at the end. You do not need to worry about anything. David puts it this way in Psalms 13. But I have calmed and quietened myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. You need to know that if you are not contented, you can put your hands on the goods of your master. And as we said from the beginning, the master is God. You are just a custodian. You are a caretaker. If you are not contented, you'll find yourself putting your hands in the things that belong to the master. Lack of contentment can drive you to doing things that you will regret later. It can drive you to depression because you want to be like so-and-so. You want to have what Margaret has. You want to have what Joseph has. You want to drive a car like so-and-so. That is discontentment. But if you remain content with what God has put you in charge of, then you will be at peace. You'll be like a weaned child at the mother's breast. Mary, as a steward, she was also grateful. And that is the spirit we need, a quality that we need to demonstrate. We need to value what has been entrusted to us. We need to be thankful for what has been entrusted to us and protect it with prayer. Because it does not belong to us. And without him, we can do nothing. As John says in chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away. Hallelujah. Imagine that you are a caretaker, maybe of an apartment or an office or a government office. Then you begin to employ people without employing your relatives without observing the rules. You begin to give out the goods of the owner of the house without his permission, disregarding the rules in place, forgetting that you are only there for a particular period of time. Imagine what the owner will do to you when he comes. You'll be thrown out into the darkness. And like we know the king called Jeroboam, who could not listen to the counsel of the elders. The story is found in the book of 1 Kings chapter 12. He listened to the counsel of the young. And at the end, he lost 11 of the kingdoms. And he remained with only one tribe. And that is a trouble that we are still going through right now in the Middle East. Listening to counsel, being grateful as a steward, acknowledging that what you have is not yours, but belongs to God, the master. And Mary, as a steward, was loving. We need to be loving stewards. And we love through justice, kindness, and humility. In following the two great commandments, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. And consider Egypt and Joseph. You need to be a loyal and trustworthy steward. If Pharaoh had not trusted Joseph, he would not have handed over the kingdom to him. He would not have handed the kingdom over to him. But because of the loyalty demonstrated by Joseph, he was able to turn not just Egypt around, but the entire region. When the Lord blessed Egypt, Joseph had the wisdom to tell the king, for these 7 years, we need to build granaries and save what we are going to harvest because hunger is going to come. And so through that wisdom, they saved, and they saved the entire nation. So when the Lord opens doors for you to rain down blessings upon you, do not forget that you are a steward. Be loyal, be trustworthy, be accountable, and be contented. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you also, as Judas Iscariot, the spirit of greed, rose up to oppose Mary, the spirit of generosity, Mary did not say a thing. Who defended him? Who defended her? It was Jesus himself. Jesus defended Mary and said, leave her alone. She's preparing my body for burial. And you will remember also, when Mary was reclining at Jesus' feet and listening to his word, when Martha was busy in the kitchen, when she was also accused, she did not say anything. It is Jesus who defended her. And so the Lord will defend you. As you make decisions that align to the kingdom and to being a good steward and faithful steward, the Lord himself will defend you. I pray today that the spirit of generosity, compassion, and love will overtake and subdue the spirit of greed that may be lacking around in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I also pray that your focus will not be fixed on the things of here and now, the things that you see with your eyes, the things that will pass away, but your focus, the Lord will open your eyes that you'll see the deeper things that Jesus could see, that Mary could see, the kingdom things, that you will see those things that last eternally and you will go for them. The Lord will open your eyes. Hallelujah. And I pray that he will fight for you. When you want to show generosity and love and compassion and sacrifice as a steward of the things that God has put in your hands, the Lord will fight for you against the spirit of greed that may arise even from your own family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may the Lord bless you. Amen.
Church, I want us to put our hand together for Mama. Thank you, Mama Judith, for this powerful message. And I want us to ask our neighbor a question. Are you a faithful steward of the kingdom? Please, come on. Ask your neighbor. Are you a faithful steward for the kingdom? Thank you.